Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yes, it is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift with Allie Mack, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan hanging out behind the glass. Obviously, very big game this weekend. Georgia, Bama. We do have our very own Rusty Manziel joining us at 8 a.m. Rusty's so big time now.
I might throw hands with him. That's how I'm feeling. We're 48 hours, almost 48 hours out from the game. I might throw hands with Rusty.
Wait a minute. You're like the biggest Rusty Manziel fan there is.
That's all right, though. It's Bama Georgia week.
Not this weekend.
You know
weekend.
What I mean? Not this week, Rusty. Not this week, big dog.
Well, he will be in here at 8 a.m. with us. Now, scary news here. Alabama linebacker Jamarian Latham continues to be evaluated at a hospital in Birmingham after suffering a neck injury in practice on Tuesday. So Kalen DeBoer said Jamarian has full feeling and motion, which is huge relief, but we'll know more in the next 48 hours.
Yeah, it's scary stuff. Like you said, it's happened a couple days ago, and he was rushed to the hospital all the way to Birmingham. Like, Tuscaloosa is a small town, but they do have a hospital. But considering the injury, he was taken straight to Birmingham. They dealt with it up there. Kalen DeBoer updated it yesterday and said that he was in constant communication and that Jamarian Latham told him to tell the team that he's doing well. So, all things considered, that's definitely good news. But, you know, Jamarian Latham, it's just scary stuff, man. Just mm-hmm. It's like all of a sudden you hear something like that and you're like, I don't even care about the game or anything like that. So, it just kind of is what it is at that point.
Trinidad Chambliss will start at quarterback again for Ole Miss in Saturday's showdown against LSU. It's going to be his third straight start. He is in place of Austin Simmons, who's dealing with an ankle injury.
Yeah, you know what's funny is I watched Austin Simmons. Big fan of the way it looks. He is like, and you guys know my favorite college player of all time was Tua Tagovailoa. He looks just like that. Like, that's how he goes about his business. Wears the same number. He's a Hawaiian. He's left-handed. All the stuff. He's also very young. But Trinidad Chambliss is a guy that once you saw him, Bo, take over this offense at Ole Miss, you're like, this is a dude. This is an absolute dude. He's a some Valdosta State fans will remember him. He actually played for Ferris State and played Valdosta State in the national title game and did really, really well. He is an absolute dog in the way he plays quarterback. I think he operates that offense a little bit more of a Jackson Dart feel to it. And it's scary. If you're LSU, scary stuff, man, because this dude is not playing around.
Well, I heard Lane Kiffin asked about this, and he goes, really? I didn't know I named a quarterback yet. That's interesting. I mean, I haven't really said who's starting, but that's fine. I'm sure. I guess so. And look, that's Kiffin. That's how he does. These coaches get real, and all coaches get irritated if they haven't announced it and they're told that so and so is starting. They're like, no, I haven't done that. But that is the report, and I thought Pat Forty nailed it yesterday. Seemingly, Lane Kiffin can just plug and play any quarterback he wants these days, which. Yeah. Is pretty good because it's not always been that way for him, and he's built something there. I know that the hype train starts rolling around Lane Kiffin's name. I don't know if he would leave Ole Miss at this point. I'm not sure what sense it would make for him. It's a big Power Five program that he can win at, and there is pressure, but there's not that pressure. You know, like the Alabama, the Florida, the Tennessee, the Georgia-type pressure.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how that really goes, too. And You know what's funny is when I hear that Lane's like, I haven't named a starting quarterback. I'm immediately like, okay, if I'm Whit Weeks, if I'm his daughter's boyfriend, are we FaceTiming at night? Is she at his house? And do I get to the point where he's in the background? I'm going, hey, Mr. Kiffin, hey, who's playing quarterback this week, dude? Like, sending my girlfriend to practice. Sending my girlfriend to practice, going, hey, can you go check and see what's happening out there?
First off, I have a feeling she's not living at home with dad. And second, I mean, he makes enough money to furnish an apartment for her somewhere. The second thing, I mean, Lane's got to view her as a turncoat right now. He's like, I ain't telling that traitor anything. In fact, I've changed the locks. I'm making $2 million a year if I'm Lane Kiffin. I'm like, for that week, we have a locksmith. He have changed the locks, and you will get back in after the game. Only if we beat LSU.
She's probably bringing him orange slices to practice.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Very cute.
Big week.
All right, Florida's starting quarterback, DeJon Johnson, is undergoing knee surgery. His injury happened in the game against Miami. Billy Napier confirmed he's going to be out for the season.
I mean, I'm not laughing at someone being injured. I'm laughing at just what this season is turning into. I saw a stat yesterday that said Florida has a 3% chance to go 1-11 and lose out, and they have a 5.7% chance to actually become bowl eligible. So their season could be, I mean, they basically are, I mean, it is unbelievable how bad this has turned so quickly. But Napier's been here before, and this is a team with a little bit of depth. So hopefully the DeJon Johnson injury won't be one that really cripples them. But it's a much-needed off for Florida this week. And you talk about needing to simplify stuff. DJ Lagway looks more lost than Michael Penix did on Sunday. So,
Auburn receiver Horatio Fields is sidelined indefinitely with a broken foot. By the way, someone needs to do top five, best five football names, because we've already said Trinidad, DeJon, and now we've got Horatio.
Don't forget Jamarian.
There you go.
There you go.
Jamarian as well. All right.
Full circle.
So Coach Hugh Freeze said the injury happened in practice on Tuesday.
That's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. And I think it's, especially when you see how explosive that offense can be and how thin they are behind Singletary and Cam Johnson at the wide receiver position. So just kind of is what it is. We'll see what comes of that. But, yeah, unfortunate.
The future format of the college football playoff remains undecided after the management committee met yesterday at Big Ten headquarters. So the meeting lasted for 4 hours, but apparently they only spent 20 minutes talking about the format for 2026 and beyond. They have a little bit of time to decide, though. They have to let ESPN know by December 1st if they want to expand the field beyond 12 teams.
Well, they're going to have to get the graces of the ADs and stuff. Well, and I'm not sure if the ADs were a part of that. But we don't need 16 teams. It's going to happen. We don't need it. It's just a money grab. We can't even – there's – it feels like there's just too much control at times from the schools and the TV, and really this all coming from these TV channels, these TV stations, because the networks are controlling – what the sport is, and it's watering down the sport. I don't need 16 teams in a college football playoff. I don't need a college football playoff that starts in mid-December and ends in February. I mean, what are we doing at that point? So I'm against the expansion, but it'll happen, I'm sure, because that's where the money is.
So we are pausing Throwback Thursday trivia today because Bo's remote, and if there's a delay, it's just going to be frustrating for everyone.
Smart by you.
So that will go on next week. Today we're going to play the back and forth bowl. So, Mike, you were not around when we played this at SEC Media Days. Basically, I did not mean to do that.
Okay.
An unintentional shot.
I just keep catching strays in this group.
Some people work on vacation.
Yeah.
So Abe was in, and I basically gave Bo and Abe a category, and they would go back and forth until one would run out of answers. Bo, you remember how to play this?
Yeah.
Are you sure? It doesn't sound like you're very confident.
I was
going to
say,
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see how this round goes. We're just going to go back and forth until one of you cannot name one, and then whoever can't name one is the loser of that round, right?
Okay. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, the first category is Falcons quarterbacks, past and present.
Okay.
Mike, you start.
Matt Ryan.
Kirk Cousins.
Michael Penix.
Let's see. Chris Chandler.
Desmond Ridder.
DJ Shockley.
Marcus Mariota.
Chris Redman.
John Parker Wilson.
Bobby Hebert.
Dave Archer.
Steve DeBerg.
Steve Bartkowski.
Chris Miller.
Michael Vick.
Jeff George.
I think I'm done.
All right.
I think I'm done.
Byron Leftwich.
Nobody wanted to say Taylor Heineke.
Joey Harrington.
I should have said Joey Harrington. Joey Harrington.
Danny Cannell. Doug Johnson.
All right.
I mean, we went through them.
That's up his alley.
He's trying to get some extra credit here. All right, Bo, you won that round. All right, Bo, you're starting this next round. It is professional teams with birds as mascots.
Oh, wow.
The Falcons?
Yep. Any sport.
Ravens.
Eagles.
Cardinals.
Seahawks.
Blue Jays.
Orioles.
Man.
Dylan's about to buzz you.
Dang it. Give me the next one you were thinking of, Bo. Do you have one else lined up?
No, I didn't. No, I was thinking.
Oh, man, I was like, damn. I've got nothing.
I mean, the Ducks a thing? The Ducks are
a good one.
Are they
Although
a bird
she
of-
did say professional.
I did say professional.
Yeah, well, no. The Anaheim Ducks.
That's
There you go. Okay, next category is, Mike, you're starting this one.
This is not a good game for me.
This will be a good one.
All right, let's go.
Foods that would be terrible as Gatorade flavors.
Hamburger.
Brisket.
Pizza.
Macaroni and cheese.
Ew.
Mayonnaise.
Baked beans.
Potato salad.
Spinach.
What'd you say?
Spinach.
Oh, broccoli. We can keep going for days on this one.
Like going through like a Thanksgiving dinner. Man.
I mean, you just it's where your brain goes. corn casserole.
Beef broth.
Ew.
This would be better off if we did something that was like, what do you want to be a Gatorade flavor? And be like, dude, pumpkin chiffon pie.
Tell
like,
us a lot about you.
Yeah, I'll take the L on that one.
All right, let's go for one more real quick. Super Bowl halftime shows.
What that have happened?
That have happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rihanna.
Both. Dr. Dre.
Justin Timberlake.
Britney Spears.
Bruno Mars.
Michael Jackson.
Maroon 5.
Let's see, Aerosmith.
Ah, that's who I was going to go with. What about, was it 50 Cent who was it that did a couple years of 50 Cent and the Rappers? I can't remember who exactly was the headliner, but yeah, that was such
That was Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Oh, I think Dr. Dre was the...
Was he the headliner?
So Bo already said that one.
Oh, he did?
Yep.
I'll show myself out.
The Who, Prince. I mean, come on.
Shout out to both of y'all. Shout out to both of y'all for not saying Kendrick Lamar. I appreciate both of y'all for that. Both of y'all got my respect.
Well, congratulations, Bo. I think you are the winner of the back and forth bowl there. Coming up.
Yes.
Coming up, we've talked a lot around Zach Robinson, what we think he is thinking. Now let's hear from him. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.